The Army Corps of Engineers is using sonar to help map wreckage of the Key Bridge through muddy waters in Baltimore. Colonel Esty Pinchason.
Collapse of that wreckage, it's not just sitting on the seabed, it's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut, how to lift and rig and lift.
Severe weather is affecting millions nationwide today. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
We have everything ranging from spring tornadoes and severe thunderstorms over to wintertime snowstorms that will be affecting the eastern quarter or eastern half of the nation, actually, for the next several hours.
An Israeli airstrike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, including an American. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We expect a broader investigation to be conducted and to be done so in a swift and comprehensive manner. We hope that those findings will be made public and that there is appropriate accountability held.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot. On-site voter registration is available with proof of residence like a utility bill. You need a photo ID to vote, but it doesn't need to show your current address. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says Trump has failed working families and women.
Donald Trump has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe versus Wade, and he's calling for punishing women who have an abortion.
President Biden campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin DMV has extended hours at customer service centers today. They're open until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd. These extended hours are to enable those who need a photo ID to vote. Wisconsin's spring election and presidential preference vote is today. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you'll be able to cast your vote. We'll give election updates beginning in the 8 p.m. hour tonight. If you want to learn about prescribed forest fire management, UW-Stevens Point is offering an online series that begins tomorrow. This year-long webinar series is free of charge and held monthly on select Wednesdays through October. The online presentation begins on April 3rd from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The series is designed for natural resource professionals but is open to anyone. You can find out more at uwsp.edu. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's the Brewers opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Twins. Milwaukee jumping out to an early 3-1 lead thanks to a home run by Christian Yelich. Bryce Turang with a pair of hits, including an RBI double. A full recap coming up after the game. NBA, the Bucks are in Washington, D.C. to play the Wizards, but they'll be without Damian Lillard tonight. He's dealing with a groin injury. The Bucks trying to secure their second seed in their conference. Chris Middleton.
We need it. We're going to have to find it as quick as we can. Heading into playoffs, you always want to be somewhat playing your best form. Our best style of basketball. So I think we're in a great spot. We've been through, you know, some rough road trips out on the West Coast, but we learned a lot from ourselves and we've survived them. I mean, we had a couple bad losses, but still won a couple games. We're still in this two through three, four, whatever playoff race. So we're in a good spot, I think. Now we just want to, you know, figure out ourselves and, like I said, play the best basketball heading into the playoffs.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter storm warning continues through tomorrow morning for 3 to 7 inches of snow. The snow showers could be heavy at times through the overnight and breezy. A low in the upper 20s. Windy for tomorrow, some gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Additional snow showers with an inch or two likely. High upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, is Donald Trump the second coming of Jesus Christ? I think not.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, Election Day in the great state of Wisconsin. Opening day, some would say, or Trump Day in Green Bay. A happier happy hour, because we're about to trash this guy's speech, Dom. Trump has taken the stage. You can hear the chants, USA. Here's Donald Trump. Did you notice
they
the
said,
weather?
Sir, I don't think we're going to make it. I said, we have to. We can't disappoint Green Bay. There's no way. I said, we got to make it.
Not as many times as I've disappointed my wife.
There's never been such spirit. Look, we won in 2016. We did much better in 2028 to say.
A very homogeneously white
better.
Audience
but there's
behind
more
Trump.
Spirit
just
now
saying.
Than at any time that we've ever seen. Because we've seen how bad they are. They're just bad. They are so bad, it's just terrible. But there's never been spirit like this. Never, never, ever.
We got spirit.
Probably
yes,
for anyone.
We do.
And I appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm thrilled to be back in Wisconsin with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. You built this country. You can see we have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate.
Oh, he'd debate your
I'm
ass.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you. That's no good. We got all these corrupt prosecutors, deranged Jack Smith, all of them. These are deranged people. Let's debate outside, Joe. Let's go have a good, solid, friendly debate. Just a friendly, where our country's going, because our country's going to hell, and we're not going to let it happen. You know, the most important day in the history of our country will be November 5th of this year.
When you lose?
Not long. Before going further, let me add that this is primary night, so get out of here soon. I'll finish this thing real quick so you can go out and vote. Go out and vote.
Because you know they didn't early vote.
We don't have much of a primary, I must say, but there are a couple of things that you have to vote on. And I appreciate your support. We've had tremendous support all over. I mean, honestly, we won Iowa. We won New Hampshire. In records, all records. Nevada, we won.
What about
South Carolina? We won in records. We won against the governor there. We won in records, a record number. Every place we won in records. So when you're finished, do I have your word you're going to go out and vote?
For Joe Biden.
If you're watching at home and you haven't voted, go vote. Go get out there. A lot of television back. That's a lot of television. Fake news.
Fake news.
Go vote. Make sure you vote yes.
What about the radio guy?
Questions 1 and 2. Do you know what that is? That's Ban Zuckerbucks. Ban Zuckerbucks. They put up money.
Again,
come
Scott
out with
Walker and
boxes.
Donald Trump say yes on the referendum question, so you should vote no.
Zero. You know who gets zero? Me. You think that's a real deal? No. You know, we won this state. We won this state by a lot. And it came out that we won this
you
state.
You did not
actually.
Win this state.
No, you did not. Liar.
You know, you have a lie. Think of it.
Boo. Someone must be protesting.
Boo.
That's all right.
I will pay your legal bills if you knock him out. He doesn't offer that anymore because he's got too many of his own legal bills.
All right.
Someone we know, perhaps?
Wisconsin again.
There's one guy. Now, here's what the fake news will do. There was tremendous dissension tonight. It was there. One guy going home to mom. He's going to get the hell beat out of him by his mother. Mom's going to say, "What the hell are you doing? You embarrassed me. You embarrassed me."
If only your mom were alive to say that, Trump.
Papers, the
Maybe
fake
if he got more hugs from mom, he wouldn't be the way he is.
Tremendous. Yeah, one guy. And he's now scared stiff because he's got to go home to his mother. The mother will say, I saw you in television. You embarrassed me. Beating, beating.
Or she's very proud to stand up against the north of a liar.
The Wisconsin Republican primary in a landslide. That'll be in a few hours.
And
November 5th, we are going to win this state. We're going to win the White House, and we are going to save our country. We're going to save.
You think he'll do it? I predict he will.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day?
Misinformation.
We retracted their criticism because, of course, March 31st is always Trans Visibility Day.
Next year,
Easter that bounces around.
Next year, Easter is on 420. I'm looking forward to it.
Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
The signs in the crowd say, "Fire Biden and make America great again."
I've just come from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I was proud to receive the endorsement of the Police Officers Association of the entire state of Michigan. These are thousands and thousands of officers, and they said it was unanimous. I said, wait a minute, there wasn't one negative vote. That's pretty cool. I also met with local law enforcement leaders whose communities are being crushed by Biden migrant crime. You know, we have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. It was brought to you by the worst president in the history of our country, Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked as a $3 bill. In Venezuela, crime is down. I'm sure you're going to be very happy to hear this. Crime is down in Venezuela by 67%. Because they're taking their gangs and their criminals and depositing them very nicely into the United States. Aren't you happy? Think of it. Who goes down 67%? They went down. Look at this man. I call him the Wall. He's got the nicest suit. I want to get one of those suits. We built a lot of wall.
Brick wall.
I think we're going to put them up pretty soon. You're going to see something that just came out that's incredible. But think of it. Venezuela, which was a lot of that was an enemy when I left, an enemy, and they were ready to fold. Now they're supplying us with oil. I wouldn't have even thought to buy oil from them. But more importantly, their crime rate is down to 60. It's down by
67%. Oil deals on behalf of the nation. Was he an oil broker? While
criminals, and they brought him into the United States. Oh, wait till you see next year. They'll be pretty soon. They'll be at no crime, zero crime in the entire country of Venezuela, the beautiful country of Venezuela. In fact, we'll be going to Venezuela for vacations. Yeah, it's built a lot of
build it. That wall. Make Venezuela pay for it. He's at the downtown Green Bay Hyatt. That's Donald Trump, the former president.
They're
the
sending prisoners, murderers,
entirely
drug
white
dealers,
crowd
mental
cheering
patients,
him on.
Terrorists, the worst of every country
sure
is coming
nice
into
people.
Our country now. They're coming from the Congo, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, all over the world. They're coming. They're country-changing, country-threatening, and they're country-wrecking. They're destroying our country. They're destroying, you know, we can drill and we can get the oil going. We can get, but this is a tough one. We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history. We have no choice.
What does drilling have to do with deportation and immigrants?
Have no choice. We have no choice because that's not sustainable by any country. Last week in Grand Rapids, a previously deported illegal alien criminal with multiple prior arrests, many, many arrests, for drunk driving, breaking into houses, and probation violations, was charged with savagely murdering 25-year-old Ruby Garcia. Beautiful, perfect, beautiful. Wonderful young girl, shooting her repeatedly with an illegally purchased handgun and dumping her body on the side of a highway to die. Under the Trump administration, we deported this monster. Long ago, we deported him, but under crooked Joe Biden, he was allowed to trespass back into our country and kill beautiful Ruby. Last week, because we have the strongest border and the safest border in the history of our country. And now we have the worst border in the history anywhere in the world. We have the worst border. Last week, another illegal alien criminal was arrested in Alabama for raping a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old girl. And in Chicago recently, an illegal alien gang member who was released into our country by crooked Joe Biden was arrested for a drive-by shooting that left a 27-year-old woman riddled with bullet holes all over her body, died. I'm here tonight to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, remember they used the name bloodbath, I was talking about something entirely different, but this is a border bloodbath, ends the day I take the oath of office.
So now he's trying to, what, desensitize people to his use of bloodbath?
Bloodbath.com.
I will stop the invasion. I will end the carnage, bloodshed, and killing. And we will crush the human traffickers. You know, they traffic in women, mostly in women. We will vanquish the child smugglers. And we will liberate this nation from Crooked Joe and his migrant armies of dangerous criminals once and for all. This is an invasion of our country. And by the way, hundreds of thousands of people between the drugs that come in the border and all of the death that's brought into the border in so many different ways, hundreds of thousands of people are being killed in our country every year. If we had a war with a country like Mexico, we wouldn't lose people like that. This is bigger than a war. Joe Biden is so weak on the border that other countries are now publicly taunting and extorting him by pumping migrants across our wide open border. They're opening their jails and they're opening their mental institutions and they're bringing them right in and nobody stops them.
Nobody has any idea what's going on.
Just this week, Mexico's president declared that they will keep the flood of illegal aliens pouring in. They're going to pour into our country unless Biden hands over $20 billion a year just to sit down. Do you think he'd say that to me? And I know him. He's a friend of mine. He's a nice man.
I thought he paid for the wall.
He can't have everything, right?
These young guys can't have Mexico was going to pay for the wall. That's got to be an expensive undertaking.
Although who knows? That could be next. Look, $20 billion.
Donald Trump live in Green Bay. Perhaps we'll come back here. Perhaps we won't.
Or not.
Depends on how much broccoli we think we jammed down your gullets. A little cheese on top. Devil's Advocate style. Come back with us. It's a stormy Tuesday election day. Trump says, promise you'll go vote after the big rally. You got till 8. More Devil's Advocates. You know, Joe coming to Madison on Monday. Can't wait for his rally. Who's he going to declare a bloodbath on?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Cell phone lines are open. We will get to you at 844-967-2789. Right now, the former, the rapist, the fraudster, Donald Trump, speaking to the faithful up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He was very happy to get endorsed by the dictator from Hungary. Let's hear what the maniac
Viktor Orban. Now. He's a friend
Joe
of mine.
Biden is not respected, and Joe Biden is not feared. They don't care about him. The only
the
thing
whole
he's
world
good
fears
at is cheating
you.
On elections and disinformation. Disinformation.
You're the king of that.
Man. You know, if pilots come in, he says, "I used to fly planes." If truckers come in, he says, "I used to truck. I used to drive a nice truck."
I truck.
His biggest lie. I've always said, "Did you ever see him swing a golf club?" He's like this.
Yeah. I'm a golfer.
He said he was a 6 handicap. He's not a 6 handicap. He's not a 36 handicap.
Undivided. That's more like what you are, America, Trump, about a 36 handicap, although you claim quickly, you're about a 6.
Like never before. Respected like never before. Joe Biden's flood of illegal aliens is not just bringing in massive crime. It's also bringing massive costs and massive problems, big problems, problems like we've never had a country like
bigly,
this, honestly.
Bigly problems.
Hey, we've been here a long time. We've loved our country a long time. We've never seen such disrespect. Even the way China talks to us, like we're children, they never talk that way to me.
Like when I was on the playground with China, they never talk like that.
Town of Whitewater, Wisconsin. Does anybody know Whitewater? After being inundated with Biden migrants, this tiny town now has a budget shortfall of over $400,000. Their public schools are
That's how much you owe to Whitewater, isn't it, Trump?
Who don't speak a word of English. Their police force is being diverted from traffic stops to migrant crime, our favorite new term, migrant crime. It's a new category of crime. And their town is becoming a hotbed of cartel activity and illicit drugs like nobody's ever even envisioned before. A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country.
Is he reading this country and get the hell out of Dodd-Frank? I mean, you know, it's stolen. Up there.
If we don't win this election. And I heard somebody say it, a scholar say it,
scholar.
2 or 3 days ago. Said,
you be careful. He could go
win,
off prompter. It could be a two-hour speech.
Election our country ever has. And there could be truth to it. That's where we're going.
Yeah. He's projecting again.
He's a threat to democracy. He's the threat to democracy.
Be the last, especially if this guy gets
Thank
in.
Thank you.
A very unenthused 4 more years? I'm not convinced. I don't think the crowd's convinced.
One, we will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, starting with all of the criminals that are pouring in, the criminals and the terrorists. And you know who's going to tell us who they are? Our local police. Our local police, because our local police know their names, their middle names, their phone numbers. They know everything
they
about
know local, local terrorists.
Immigration policy.
How Joe Biden's border invasion
if someone's in a
is also going
known
to
terrorist and you know his middle
Medicare
name and his location,
and
why didn't you go pick
American
him up?
Seniors. What he's doing by allowing millions, 15 million, 20 million people this year, it'll be, I think it's already 15. He's destroying your Social Security. He's destroying your Medicare and many things else. He's also destroying your way of life. If the millions of Biden migrants are allowed to stay as Joe Biden intends, they will cost taxpayers trillions and trillions of dollars, and Medicare and Social Security will buckle and they will collapse. You know, it's very tenuous. You understand that?
Actually, yeah, they pay into those and they don't get the benefit.
Sustain what's happening. Exactly. We're being invaded and invaded by a lot of people that are people we don't want.
We're talking to Trump here.
Never, ever let that happen. Social Security will be strong and powerful. Medicare will be strong.
You brought her mother over.
The Treasury
chain migration will be ripped, yes,
plundered and robbed bare to pay for welfare, free health care, free housing, food stamps, right, Medicaid, and countless other public benefits.
Twice
and
he's referenced rape, like it's on his mind, like it's and legions something close Biden to his conscience
pouring into the. It's really becoming a third world country. We are actually becoming, if you think about it, a third world country. And we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let it happen. So to every Wisconsin voter, if you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff, remember what they had? They had that with Paul Ryan, not my favorite person, by the way.
Oh, here comes the trash talk.
Remember, after I won the election in 2016, I had a hall very much like this. It was packed. And I introduced Paul Ryan. The place booed the hell out of him. I said, I guess they don't like him too much. That was when they used to like him by comparison. They like him a lot less now. If you want to help Joe Biden wheel Granny off the cliff to fund government benefits for illegals, then vote for crooked Joe Biden. But when I am president, of throwing Granny overboard, I will send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home. You're going back home.
And cut Social Security so Granny can eat cat food.
And if they know that, remember this, if they know
put
that,
some ketchup
they're not
on there.
Coming.
It's good, he says.
You know, the problem is Biden got up and he said, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the world. We'll give you free education. We'll give you everything. But welcome to the world. And they came. And they're coming now. There's a massive caravan right now coming
always
through Mexico.
Always a caravan. And no one Fox News in election year.
Unlike Biden and the open borders Democrats, I will always protect Medicare and Social Security for our great seniors. I will protect
them. No, you won't.
Unless we need to give another tax cut
they
to rich people.
They want to increase the average age, you know, that the minimum age. They want to increase it. And we're not doing any of that. We have so much wealth under our feet in
who,
liquid
Rick
gold
Scott,
and so many
the Republicans? Who are you arguing against?
Your Social Security and your Medicare. And I made that promise to you, and I kept that promise. Remember, there was an
only one I ever kept.
For 4 years, we never touched it. We let it be. And that's what's going to happen again. I make that promise to you.
Because that's statutorily
Medicare,
the way it works.
Social Security with
or I had to rob
safe,
that piggy bank. Trust me.
It's not going to be safe. It's going to be destroyed. Not because they want to do it, although maybe they do, but I doubt it. But they do want people to come in endlessly. They had chances 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, even when I came in. I built 571 miles of wall. We had 200 miles sitting there waiting to be erected, far more than I said I was going to build. And that's one of the reasons the numbers are so good.
You said
and
you were going to build the entire wall. And Mexico was going to pay for it, if I recall.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Put it up anytime you can, fellas. There it is.
Oh.
Right there.
See a Trump chart. Slot?
This is illegal migrants coming into our country. See the arrow on the bottom? That was my last week in office. That was the lowest number
in the middle of the pandemic?
When this guy went to the beach, if he would have just left everything alone, he might have gone down as a decent president, at least on the border. He still had a lot
bar
of
graphs.
Problems, let's face.
They work well on the
but
radio
on the border,
and at
that
campaign
number,
rallies.
That so much lower than anything else. And then look at the right of that number.
Are people
that's
supposed to be impressed by this graph?
It was
look
an invasion
my,
of our country.
They it's tell me it's the greatest graph ever.
It's a Border Patrol chart. But look at that low number. Got it down to practically nothing. Now, people came in, but
why don't
they
you brag about your ratings on the Celebrity Apprentice? Right? It would have
but
about
I
as much
you
relevance.
Have to study that. I'll tell you what, even the fake news was impressed with that number. And they're not impressed with anything because they're fake.
As fake news,
no
I will tell you, I'm unimpressed by your chart,
invasion
sir.
More than our great African-American and Hispanic-American communities and union workers, right?
I think there must be a minority in the crowd, Dom. I think I heard a boisterous minority. Someone's expressing their love for Trump.
North Carolina here. You know,
from North Carolina.
This is 119 rallies that they've been to. And this isn't even a rally.
Did I mention that these are the front row Joes that show up for every rally? These are not Wisconsinites. Any minority in that room tonight did not come from Wisconsin, not to support Trump.
More Devil's Advocate. Support us. Come on back.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome author Stacey Ryan and filmmaker Nathan Deming. Great show. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Employees at the Universities of Wisconsin will soon get parental leave. Eligible employees will get 6 weeks of paid time off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents will review the policies Thursday. Full-time employees who've been on the job at least 6 consecutive months would be eligible starting July 1st. Non-organic strawberries, blueberries, and spinach